right, welcome everyone to a round of applause with Travis and Andrew.
Welcome.
My name is Andrew.
Your name? Yep. And I'm Travis.
Hi.
And we're here to give each other and all of our listeners a round of applause.
How about a round of applause for everyone? All right. First thing we're going to do this week is start off with some corrections from the last episode.
People don't realize it's not a live broadcast.
Nope.
But you were a little off the mark, so we want to go back.
Yeah. So do you want to go first?
Yeah. I have to point this out. I believe I attributed Suwannee River, which is actually known as the Old Folks at Home,
mm-hmm.
the original name.
Mm-hmm.
I said that was an Al Jolson hit. It was originally performed by Christie's Minstrels, not Al Jolson.
You know, I have to say, what you said, if I remember it correctly, and it's like Al Jolson's follow-up to My Mammy,
mm-hmm.
which I think is true, actually. It's very much like the follow-up to Mammy. In no way is it not dissimilar to what you might expect the person who wrote Mammy to come out with next.
True.
So I'm going to officially deny this correction. I think you were you're correct the first time.
You're correcting me?
Yeah. Okay, I had one. Last week I said that the drink Negroni did not sound racist to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to correct that. It does, in fact, sound racist to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Now that you say that, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something about it. I don't know.
I don't know what it is either. Anything else, Travis? Do you have another one?
I think that's all my corrections. I think everything else has stood up, so.
Yeah, definitely. So what's up in Travis News this week?
First, I had a question. Do I get to have Lollipop as my
theme? Do you still want Lollipop?
I love that song. I think it's a great song.
Yeah. Does the part we used sound good to you?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. No, I say he's so sweet. Well, my news, let's see. I think it was on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I tried that fancy frozen yogurt for the first time, and it was everything is biodegradable. The awning has solar panels on it, and
really?
Then the cups and the spoons, everything is biodegradable. It's really like, they take the idea of frozen yogurt, which is already, like, hippie and weird, and then just take it to the maximum.
Mm-hmm.
It was in every sense of the term, a yoga thing.
Oh, shut up. Oh, God. Did you think all week of a yoga thing you could do?
It's a yogurt thing.
Was it good?
It was, I don't know if you remember the weather that day. It was really kind of muggy and not hot, but just gross.
Yeah. Kind
of. So it was just really refreshing and tangy.
That sounds really important.
Yeah. So that was like my big news. And then yesterday I went to the Mets game. It was Bike to Shea Day. Johan pitched, got a win.
Wait a minute. Are you just trying to sneak in Mets news into your segment? Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
All right. How was the bike ride?
Well, any good bike nerds? Any good ridiculous assholes on the bike ride?
Oh my God.
This one guy had like a full kit of like Mets bike gear, like bike shorts and jersey. Like he had this Mets like a nylon mesh. Not like a normal nylon mesh head. It's made out of like basketball shorts material, like a cap, a Mets cap, but it was like, I don't know, sweatproof or something. And Peter had a flat that was changing his tire at one point, and this guy rode up and asked if we needed help, and he was wearing a mouth guard. And we were like, what is that even? In case you like run your face into a tree branch or something.
That actually, I have to say, if you're gonna wear that outfit, that might be the only sensible part of it. You kind of actually have to expect to get hit in the face a lot when you're wearing that.
You're asking to get punched.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much highlights of my week. What's new in Andrew News?
Actually, before we go on to Andrew News, we had a letter for you. from my friend Jason. He took some issue with your use of the word partner last week when you were referring to a girlfriend. And so I'm just going to read this and let's talk about this for a little bit. Until gays get the right to marry, straight people shouldn't be allowed to use the word partner. I'm sure that straights are catching on to the great way it allows for equivocation, but the way it allows you to avoid using the word girlfriend past age of 30, but you are not allowed. I'm currently drafting DOPA, Defense of Partnership Act, for federal legislation so that partnership can be safely defined as a union between a man and a man, a woman and a woman, a trans and an intersex, etc.
Well, my only response to that is I am not even close to being past the age of 30.
That's a good point.
So, and
that's a good point.
I think I stand by. I have a strong
partnership.
That's
a loophole.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, it wasn't just Jason. I want to say conservatively 70% of the correspondence we got about the first podcast was about how creepy it was that you were using partner. Let's see, from various people I got, is Travis gay now? What's he doing? Why is he talking like that? Is Travis gay now?
Wow.
I think that's a fair...
Somewhat reactionary.
Yeah. I was trying to think, I kind of didn't say anything last week because I thought it would be homophobic to say that you couldn't use the word partner. I exactly. don't know why.
Exactly.
But it just seemed kind of... We don't do enough homophobia news, actually. I think it's time. Let's go on to Andrew News.
Okay.
Andrew News. Back in the A-Town. Yeah, last week I was basically totally falling apart. I went to the ankle doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be in physical therapy for 6 weeks.
Wow.
And then on Tuesday, I woke up, and I guess it was a big allergy day, but I looked like I'd just been punched the fuck in the face.
Whoa.
Like my right eye was all swollen up, and I had to go to the doctor for something else. It was a pretty jacked up day.
It was nice. For something else.
It's nice that
we'll just gloss over that.
No.
Penis problems or not. You're right, we shouldn't discuss that.
I mean, you have to schedule the penis doctor so far out. I may or may not have penis problems. It doesn't matter. You just need to get the appointment because it's, you know, you never know when you're going to need it.
Actually, speaking of waiting for doctors, I have this this magazine. Last Christmas when I went home, my dad, he's like a Republican. He's like a fascist, basically. And he subscribed me to this magazine.
Do you want to do a take where you call us your dad something more benign than fascist? Well, you know, we can cut that part out.
Okay.
Can call your, you know, because he might listen to this.
True. All right, yeah. He's a Republican. He's a loyal Republican.
He's a fascist.
He's a... So it's this magazine that he subscribed me to, and he didn't tell me about it, I think, because he knew I would object. And I was looking through it today.
What's it called?
I don't know if I should even add it. It's called The American, a magazine of ideas. And it's basically just this support for, like, blind support for, like, you know, like, unrestrained capitalism and, like, the government party line. And they have a story on how Americans feel about their healthcare, which, obviously, as we're, you know, just discussing, everyone knows that everyone hates that. Like, it's terrible. Like, everyone knows this. It's like a huge, like the only political disagreement about healthcare is, you know, some people are like, oh, we have to fix it this way. And other people say we have to fix it this way.
Well, there's always, you know, how poor do you have to be to die?
Right.
That's really the debate.
So, yeah, this is just, I mean, they just summarize these survey results. It's like, you know, how many, 78% of people have had a checkup in the past year. That sounds pretty good to me. I'm like, look how 82% go to the doctor. Well, that's great. That's perfect. Like, is it a crisis? Compared to what? Oh, you think this is a crisis? It's amazing. It's amazing. I was like, is this, like, I feel like this magazine is ridiculous. And then I open it up and it's just, and then this is an article about how little, seriously, Almost all of life in a capitalist society involves some form of competition. Young athletes learn the formula for success in a market-based system. It's about Little
this
League.
This is a Little League
article. It's about how Little League prepares kids to grow up to be good capitalists. It's insane.
The cover story is, does money make you happy? And they have this. They have like a picture of a quarter.
I think that's a nickel, actually.
A nickel?
No, anyway. Yeah, it's the new nickel.
Okay.
And they've manipulated it.
So basically, the cover of this is, and they've manipulated it so that he's just got this, like, shit-eating grin on his face. Like, does money make you happy?
Of course.
Oh, please. More money. They actually, and inside the story, they've given every one of our presidents who are on money, like, a nice little asshole smirk. We got George Washington, Eisenhower, Lincoln. It's just a little tweak at the edge of their mouths, but they all look like douchebags all of a sudden. All right, do you wanna do the push-ups contest now?
Sure, yeah. I've been warming up this whole time.
Travis,
your ankle, you gotta tape
it
up.
Yeah. No, I did tape up my ankle.
That's
and
right.
Then
you've been doing that.
Okay. I had my my trainer inject steroids into my butt this morning. So
you can't take steroids for a push-up contest?
I've been taking these performance-enhancing steroids.
That's illegal.
No, it's not.
It's like within the context of a push-up contest, it is.
No. I just have so much money riding on this that I can't lose. If I lose, I'm going
to
be in
trouble.
No,
I understand why you wanted to take steroids.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's fair.
It's fair. Well, yeah, here's the even worse part, is this morning I snuck into your house and I injected steroids into your butt, too.
Oh, okay. But then it is fair.
Okay. All right, so you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, go!
Go.
All right, I just did 37.
Jesus Christ. I only did, like, 29, I think. I lost track.
29.
It was, like, halfway through 30, and I kind of...
I think the association will give you 30.
Okay, so Travis came up with this idea. Basically, we only have we're only recording on one microphone, and you know, as I was kind of editing last week, it kind of made it a little bit, you know, a little bit difficult to do this. So, you know, I just thought it'd be good if we could somehow separate out, you know, our voices into two separate channels.
Right. Because basically, you know, sometimes someone might be speaking louder than the other person. You want to you want to play with the balance a little bit.
So we just thought, so Travis came along. Travis is kind of a, I want to say a math genius.
Oh, please, please. If you have, different sounds at different, like frequency ranges, you can actually filter them apart. Of course, the problem with two human voices is that they're in the same, frequency
range.
Mine is
a little higher.
Andrew's a little higher.
Mine is a little higher.
But we decided maybe we try and emphasize that.
We're just going to keep our voices entirely on different frequencies, and we'll just talk like that for the segment, and then we'll see how this goes. So, what do you want, high or low?
I'm willing to do either. I was doing vocal exercises earlier, so
okay.
So I'm high. Hi, this is Andrew.
And I'll talk down here.
This is Andrew. I think our voices are.
And then we'll be able to separate these out.
It'll be perfect.
Oh my god, it's so hard to talk like this.
Do you want to try switching?
All right. So I think we're just gonna go ahead and do the next segment.
Let's just go on to the next segment.
You can talk. You can talk normal speed just because you're speaking.
Oh man, I love your high voice so much. That's what I just discovered is when you speak in a high voice, you speak faster, and when you speak in a low voice, you speak slower. I do personally.
That's what I wonder actually if you'd never been exposed to, you know, tape recorders or records, you would have no idea that you know, we have this intuitive feel that when you like slower things are lower.
Yeah, is that true though?
It
is a lower frequency.
Yeah.
Like in nature, that's on a sort of fractal level. That's what's happening. It's lower because it's slower.
That's a good
I think we have a new bumper sticker.
Yeah.
A toast.
Oh, here's to drink of the week.
Drink of the week.
I think my drink of the week is... Oh, I had a pastis.
Yeah. What's that?
It's this uniquely French drink flavored with anise. You can't get it anywhere. It's from the south of France, I think. You can't get it anywhere else.
Why is it always anise flavored?
I have no idea.
Because it's always just like I think we can pretty much agree anise is the worst flavor.
Well, I actually do enjoy all of those.
It's the worst flavor that there is.
I disagree. You're gonna have to issue a correction next week on that one.
All right, if anyone can think of a worse flavor than anise, I want you to email roundofapplausepodcast@gmail.com. Please send it in, and I'm pretty confident on this one. There could not be anything worse.
Andrew, did you come up with a drink of the week? You were up till 5 yesterday. What did you drink? Name one thing you drank.
Oh, actually, I do have a drink of the week. My drink of the week is rum on the rocks.
Jesus Christ.
Yesterday, my friend Dimitri and I, we bought this rum called Pirate Rum, which, it's weird. I know that, like, it sounds like when you buy a drink that is just a novelty drink, you shouldn't sit around playing Mario Kart and drinking it for, like, 6 hours. It's kind of weird when you like... You know, you're sitting around and you know you're just crafting a really special hangover.
Wow, Jesus. Like no wonder it's real... a sorry shape today. When you say pirate rum, you don't mean Captain Morgan's, right?
No. it's P-Y-R-A-T, and it's delicious. I highly recommend it.
You should have mixed it with tea. Should have had
grog. Grog.
Yeah.
Drink of the week, grog.
Grog, oh.
Which... I think we had decided that grog was seawater and rum.
Someone said that. I don't think that's possible because you can't drink seawater. It makes you vomit.
Wait, seawater makes you vomit?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's why when you're lost at sea, you drink your own urine.
Because that's why you vomit.
It does make you impervious to all the, you know, those people who like are really into drinking urine as like a health thing. It's like this weird homeopathic. Have you heard of this?
No.
There's like a way of preparing like a homeopathic. Well, the basis of homeopathy is the less of something you take, the bigger effect it has.
Sure.
So you basically dilute your urine to like one part in like 10 million and just like drink it. And it supposedly, it, like, protects you from, you know, all the illnesses and cancer and, you know, demons or whatnot. I have no idea. It's ridiculous.
That's a yoga thing.
It's definitely a yoga thing. That's actually yoga thing. Yeah, the definition of a yoga thing.
Homeopathy. So it's a yoga thing.
Right.
Homeopathy. Do we know anyone who is a homeopath?
Homeopath. Don't think so.
You know, we're just digging, we're painting ourselves into a corner, you know. Everyone, you know, because we can't offend anyone. That's the key. You need to make sure you don't offend
anyone.
Right.
Right.
I think the key is actually if we have fewer friends, we can offend more people.
Well, mission accomplished.
Cheers. Mission accomplished. Yeah. I made you with this banner, actually.
Thank you. Andrew actually arrived at the recording session today in a jet. He landed a jet in the studio and then put up this mission accomplished banner.
Well, that's how we do things here.
Yeah. A round of applause for being total retards.
A round of applause. We don't know any total retards.
We know each other.
All right. So grog. My drink of the week is grog.
Grog is basically anything you drink on a ship because you can't drink seawater.
So I don't understand. So basically, like, back in the day before we were able to, like, keep water from turning into algae slime, people, like, sailors would just get wasted?
I guess.
That's all you had to drink on a boat is, like, rum?
It was, like, weaker? I don't know.
Wait, so, okay, so, because I was always just under the impression that, like, you know, old-timey sea travel... Like the sea is a dangerous, crazy place.
It's a harsh mistress, right?
It's a harsh mistress. But I think it was just dangerous because they were fucking wasted all the time.
Yeah.
Kill on selling. It really go for my mommy. Big up
to. Are we ready to do our MILF segment? Is that okay? Is that going to work out? So this is a segment we call MILF.
Yeah.
In honor of Mother's Day. As our listeners know, it's a regular segment in our show. You're on speakerphone, which is our interview portion. We get someone on speakerphone, just ask a couple questions, check in. In honor of Mother's Day.
We're doing a very special installment of You're on Speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call both of our moms.
Mothers, I'd like to phone.
Mothers, I'd like to phone.
So this is the MILF edition of You're on Speakerphone. We're going to start out by calling Andrew's mom.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Hey.
Hi, Mom. You're on speakerphone.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello,
Mrs. T. This is Travis. I'm with Andrew. You're on speakerphone.
Hi.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Mom, Thank you.
You're on speakerphone. How's your day been so far?
Been good. I got up early this morning and went to Tai Chi.
Uh-huh.
And came home, had lunch.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good. Staying home and then going out probably tonight. Just the two of us.
Yeah, you're really gonna tear it up, right, Mom? You love Mother's Day.
It'd be nice if you guys could come home. Well, I'd like to hear from you more. I mean, when you know, time to time, just call home.
Yeah. Maybe I can call you on speakerphone all the time.
Wow.
On speakerphone.
I don't know about that. Okay, good.
Thanks for being on speakerphone, Mom.
Thank you. Have a happy Mother's Day.
Love you, Mom.
Thanks, Travis. Okay, love you too. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Okay.
So we have you on speakerphone here.
Hi, Mrs. Schultens. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's
Thank
Day.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. It's my favorite holiday of the year.
Andrew waits for Mother's Day with so much anticipation.
I stayed up for Mother's Day Eve just almost till midnight, and then I went right to bed so that the stork would leave me
a baby.
A baby. I don't really know how the theology of it works, but...
Oh, well. I don't know. Well, you should gather around the Mother's Day tree and have a real down-home celebration.
Yeah, just good old-fashioned Mother's Day. How has your morning been so far, Mom?
Oh, it's been wonderful. Nice and sunny.
What do you guys have planned for the afternoon?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a barbecue. I want to go for a walk.
Oh, right.
They're going to make a special drink for me, but I don't know what it is.
Ooh. How about a hug? That sounds nice.
Yeah, that's our drink of the week. A hug for your mom.
I think it's going to be something for me.
Okay, well, that sounds nice. Well, thanks for talking to us on speakerphone.
Happy Mother's Day on speakerphone.
Have a happy Mother's Day and say hi to...
Okay, thanks to both of you.
I'll call pretty soon to talk to everyone else. I love you. Thanks. Yeah, round of applause for our moms. And moms in general.
Round of applause for your mama.
Oh, yeah. Your mama.
Your mama.
Your mama.
Your mama.
They have lazy bones here.
Okay.
We had so much fun listening to the Suwannee River parody.
The racist parody of Suwannee River.
Yeah, not the original. This... looked into my archive of racist MP3s, and we found this classic called Lazy Bones.
Yeah, so let's give a little listen to Lazy Bones.
Well, bless my soul, you old lazy bones, sleeping out in the sun. Tell me, how you expect to get your day's work done, huh?
When I first played the song to Travis, it wasn't this version, but basically we would have loud debates in public about whether or not specific lines for this were racist, or it was like, as Travis put, to quote, some kind of spiritual or something. I mean, the song, it's one of those things where, I guess, I never saw it as not racist, so it's hard for me to get into a pre-I thought this was racist mindset that Travis had one time. He was willing to give this song the benefit of the doubt. Needs prayer.
I bet you just keep on praying that the book. I never found a recording of it, but the original lyrics included this whole preamble about sitting around eating watermelon, which was just really blatantly racist.
I always just like to turn up that specter of racism for people in public. You know, I don't think Americans get enough racism. Did you have your not daily allowance of racism today?
The daily hate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have any racism from today, so I haven't done anything yet today except this. Listening to Lazy Bones is the most racist thing I've done today.
Yeah, listening to Lazy Bones is a plenty of racism for one day.
That should tide me over, actually.
Well, thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for joining us for another special Mother's Week edition of
Happy Mother's Week.
Happy Mother's Week.
Hey, Travis.
Yeah?
Word to your mother.
A word to your mother, Andrew. Hey, word to everyone's mother.
Word you very much.
Wow. Word to everyone.
Word to everyone's mother at home. I think it's time for a round of applause.
Yeah, I think everyone, our listeners especially, deserve a round of applause for getting through this one.
Thank you. All right, see you next week.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.